Quantum physics. Beyond our everyday reality lies a breathtaking world. A cosmos full of mysteries, which shook the traditional picture of this world among many physicists about 100 years ago. As Werner Heisenberg said, if you want to understand what holds the world together at its core, you have to know something about its smallest particles. It's the cosmos of quantum physics. Quantum physics deals with the behavior and interaction of the smallest particles, which make it possible to observe the processes in the subatomic world. It has long been scientifically proven that in the end, all matter is a manifestation of energetic states that vibrate at certain frequencies. You could say that what we notice as matter is actually only condensed energy. Everything, we humans, but also every cell as the smallest component of the organism, and even the universe, consists of energy that vibrates at a specific frequency. Starting with physically measurable energy up to the speed of light, energy cannot be destroyed, it can only be transformed. In quantum physics, the world does not exist independently of us. We are co-creators of our reality. Depending on the observation, the elementary particles of matter appear to be limited particles sometimes and an expanding wave at other times. In quantum physics, everything is described as energy and vibration, since all particles also have the properties of waves. At a closer look, this also applies to us humans. We are independent individuals, comparable with the particles. But each of our actions spreads like a wave in space and time. The strange thing is that the laws of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum theory, are valid for everything in the universe. For the atom and the subatomic particle, as well as for the planets and stars, for the solid matter and us human beings. In the world of quantum, objects or things are strangely reluctant to be pinned down to a single location. But that's not all. It seems that objects are in several places at the same time. Quantum physics wants to provide us with evidence that the outcome of an observed event can be influenced by the observer himself and by his expectations. Then there's the thing with the cat. You have probably heard of Schrödinger's thought experiment, according to which a cat can be both dead and alive.